Hey.
Hi, so how was house hunting?
Well, we've narrowed it down to these four.
Actually, we've really narrowed it down to this one.
It was tough because we like all four. Now, this Cape Cod is concrete reinforced with a finished basement.
Big deal. This one has a blue-tiled kitchen.
This one has a second fireplace in the bedroom.
A cobalt blue-tiled kitchen.
A house in the suburbs. Boy, I envy you. The thought of sending little Charlie to school in the city really frightens me.
Did I mention this house has ceramic, cobalt blue tile, and bunny wallpaper?
Did I mention that this other house has a two-car garage and another bedroom all at the same price?
Did I mention that if we don't get the house with the blue tile, you're going to need that extra bedroom, Mac Robinson?
You've really got your heart set on this one, don't you?
Well, I do kind of like the tile.
Okay, I give you a win. Let's call the realtor and make an offer.
Do you mean it, Mac?
Last one to the phone has to insulate the attic.
Baby, you're the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
I had bunny wallpaper when I was a kid. My mom and I, we painted 437 bunny faces on my bedroom walls.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, not really. All you need is a gallon of paint and a bunny.
Roz, why the long face?
Just came back from the bank. You know, they can approve your $1 million loan in 3 minutes, but you have to wait a year to rent a safe deposit box.
Roz, I've got a safe deposit box I'd be willing to go halvesies on. I mean, all I keep inside is my will, my passport, and the first drafts of all my letters to Penthouse.
Thanks, but no thanks. The things I want to store are kind of personal.
What do you say? You don't trust me? You think I would snoop through your valuables?
Yes. And yes.
Oh, isn't that great? Like, anybody else around here doesn't trust me? Sheep.
Is Dawson, petty theft.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Yes, sir. Mr. Dawson is accused of robbing a liquor store on 9th Avenue.
Your Honor, my client pleads not guilty. He claims he was at his ice dancing class at the time.
After several weeks of finding money missing, the owner, as a last resort, had the cash register rigged.
As in booby-trapped?
Precisely, sir. Apparently tired of the weekly unauthorized withdrawals, the owner rigged the cash register with a dye pack that sprays the perpetrator's face with a glow-in-the-dark mist. Mac, would you do the honors?
Your Honor, we'd like to change our plea to guilty.
Held over. Let's take five.
Well, bad news from Wanda.
Things not going well on the honeymoon?
It seems Bull locked his keys in the car.
So?
He can't get out.
I'll be right back. I'm going to take this evidence down to property.
You know what, Roz? I'm going that way. I'll take it for you. Oh, no. Wait a minute. What am I thinking? You couldn't possibly trust me with something so valuable.
Dan, are you still all bent out of shape about that safe deposit box thing?
Bent out of shape? Try devastated.
Dan, it's not that I don't trust you. It's that I don't trust you. Give me that.
Oh, well, fine. I will remember that next time you ask me to do you a favor.
I've never asked you to do me a favor.
All right, then I'll remember that next time I ask you to do me a favor, Missy. And you can forget about loaning me that $5 for lunch.
Excuse me, Mr. Robinson?
Yeah.
Fred DeVille. I'm a talent scout working on a new ad campaign for Royal Wear Underwear.
Royal wear?
Yes, underwear fit for a king but priced for a peasant.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those ads.
Well, that's the whole idea. Now I can see that you're busy, so I'll be brief. Sorry, shop humor. Anyway, the gist of our new campaign is to capture guys like yourself modeling royal wear.
You want to take pictures of me in my underwear?
No. Our underwear.
I don't think so.
You don't understand. These aren't just pictures. This is a $5 million ad campaign designed to show regular guys doing their regular jobs. We've already shot a construction worker, a taxi cab driver, a fireman, and a brain surgeon. The close-ups in that one were a dismal failure.
Excuse me, did I hear you right? You want Mac to pose in his underwear?
Absolutely. I'm what's known in the industry as a parts specialist, and this man is a work of art.
Me?
A Botticelli of body parts.
Mac is a work of art? That's the silliest thing I ever heard. No offense, Mac.
Offense taken, sir.
Believe me, Judge, I'm never wrong. Companies hire me to find perfect body parts for their ads. Maybe you've seen the Drips-A-Lot nasal spray commercial. I discovered that nose.
I've seen that nose.
That nose makes $1,000 a week.
$1,000 a week? That's 500 a nostril.
That's nothing compared to the $35,000 you could get for posing in our underwear.
$35,000? That's 17.5 a cheek.
Look, I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to have to think about it.
You're right. I guess I caught you with your pants down. Sorry. Here's my card. Call me when you've made a decision.
$1,000 a week. I wonder if my nose has what it takes to be in show business.
Why not? It's been in everybody else's business. No offense.
So the guy says Mac has the right build, and he asks him to pose for this ad.
I love royal wear, especially the Barely There collection.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, man.
Aren't we full of ourselves?
What?
You think you're so high and mighty just because some fast talker wants you to parade around in your underwear.
It's killing you, isn't it?
That obvious.
I think the whole thing is degrading. I, for one, have no interest in seeing a man in his underwear.
Is that so?
Yes. I'm much more impressed with what's inside.
Is that so?
What I meant to say is I'm much more impressed with what's in here.
Me too. Let's have a look.
So come on, Mac. Are you going to do it or what?
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Well, you know, while you're deciding, don't forget to weigh out the pros and the cons. I mean, on the pro side, sure, you've got, you know, your 15 minutes in the spotlight and that great ego boost, but then there is the con side.
Which is?
Nothing is worth jeopardizing your career, Mac. Not even for
$35,000. $35,000? Take the job, man.
Mac, money isn't everything. What about your integrity?
I kind of enjoy having it.
Oh, please. Look, come on. This job is not going to hurt you. Look at all those athletes hawking underwear on television. It hasn't hurt them or their bank accounts either.
Let me get this straight. All of you think I shouldn't do the ad.
Right.
And Dan, you're saying I should.
Absolutely.
Dan, you've convinced me. I'm not doing it. Thanks for the help.
What? Wait a minute. What? Fantastic. Oh, that's great. Nobody trusts me or my judgment. Is there anything else?
Your socks don't match.
Oh, Roz, you're just in time for some dad bashing. Come on, take your best shot.
Your socks don't match. Is the offer to share your safe deposit box still open?
Oh, you don't trust me, remember?
Okay, Dan, I'm sorry about what I said to you.
Come again?
I said I was sorry once. The only way I'll say it again is if your face is under one of my cleats.
Okay. But now the rent's doubled.
Deal.
Is that it?
That's it.
What is it?
None of your business. And it better stay that way.
The eternally trustworthy Dan Fielding is at your service, ma'am.
Yeah, well, he better be at the bank in the morning or he'll be the internally bleeding Dan Fielding.
So what do you think it is?
Maybe it's one of her antique grenades.
Bye-bye.
Mac?
Wendy, what's wrong?
The realtor called. There's been a counteroffer on our house. And if we don't match it by tomorrow, some strange family will be scuffing up our blue tile.
Oh, I'm sorry, Quan Lee, but hey, we went as high as we can go.
Maybe you could sell your car. You like the bus.
Quan Lee!
I'm just trying to think on my feet. Oh, Mac, we can't lose my dream house.
Oh, there'll be another dream house, I promise.
It just isn't fair.
Quan Lee, it's not the end of the world.
It is for me. This is one of my darkest hours. I can only hope little Renee won't be scarred for life by our mommy's deep depression.
Have a nice day.
Mr. DeVille? Yeah, Mac Robinson. Are we talking boxer shorts or bikini briefs?
It's alive. Alive!
Yeah.
Hi, Harry. Could I use your office for a minute?
Sure, come on in.
Thanks.
Great, thanks.
This is Susan Daly from Royal Wear. That's Judge Stone.
Miss Daly?
A pleasure. Could you clear out? We have work to do.
You mind, Harry? I need some place for my audition.
The underwear audition?
Yeah.
I thought you turned them down.
Well, I got to thinking about it and decided it was too much money to pass up.
No time for chit-chat, boys. Let's shed the shirt and check the pics.
Miss Daly, I'm sorry. I'm not really sure that I can condone... Whoa, Matt, where'd you get that body?
9 years of lifting all those heavy files, sir.
I knew it. Can I spot him or what? I should have these eyeballs insured.
So, Harry, you want to join us for dinner?
Yeah, we're going out for chest burgers. Cheeseburgers. Wow.
How did Mac's head get on that body?
Well, Mac, you're quite a man.
What'd you think I was?
Well, I'm just not quite so much of one. I've always thought of you as good old Mac, not big old Mac.
You better get used to the attention, Mr. Robinson. This is only the beginning.
Welcome to the Royal Wear family. Memo to advertising, get a set of the Robinson proofs on my desk ASAP. And we're going to need to airbrush the hairline.
Say what?
Don't worry, you're gonna be great. We'll meet you in the courtroom tonight after session.
I'll be here.
Excuse me? We're working on another ad campaign, and I think you would be just perfect for it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you think that women all over this city are just dying to pull off their clothes, those sleazy Madison Avenue types like you can sell a few bras. Well, I, for one, am not going to sink to your level, Gutter Eyes.
Actually, Gutter Eyes was looking for a sensitive working mother to be in a baby food commercial. I guess I can't be right all the time.
Wait! I was just acting! That was anger. I can do sensitive, too.
Well, Mac, you're about to join the elite group that have made underwear history.
I didn't even know there was underwear history.
Ever ask yourself what Neil Armstrong was wearing under his spacesuit? Lunar bloomers. One small step for man, one giant leap for Royal Wear.
Wow.
So are you ready for your date with Destiny?
Not yet. I've got some paperwork to finish up first.
Well, there's no rush. We'll just start setting up the lights. Oh, and here's your costume. And don't worry, we've got heat lamps.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, congratulations. You've just given me the heart rate of a horny hummingbird.
That wouldn't by any chance be Roz's package that she asked you to put in the bank?
Maybe.
Dan, how could you? Roz trusted you not to open that.
I didn't open it. Oh, well, I did fake a rib injury so I could get it x-rayed at the hospital, but I didn't open it.
Dan, what's in that box is none of your business.
It is driving me crazy, Christine. They even took it to a fortune teller. $20 to hear something trivial about a loved one in danger.
Dan!
What? Oh, okay, please. Just stop looking at me like little orphan Annie, huh? I'm going to go and put it in my safe deposit box.
Promise?
I promise. As soon as we take just a few trips through the metal detector at the airport.
Hey. Nice robe. Wanna swap?
Harry, what have I gotten myself into?
Looks like something about four sizes too small.
I feel like such an idiot. What am I doing parading around in my shorts?
Well, Mac, I know there must be a good reason or you wouldn't be going through with it.
I need the money so I can buy Quan Lee's dream house.
That's what changed your mind, huh?
Yeah. I must really love that woman because there's no other reason I'd be putting myself through this kind of humiliation.
Well, Mac, I think that's very noble. If the ends justify the means.
Oh, I don't know, Harry. What could be more degrading than this?
How about being a gawky 17-year-old kid who shaved his legs to get on the swim team?
What's so humiliating about that?
I only made towel boy.
Well, at least you had a towel. I'm gonna be out there two cheeks to the wind.
What does Quan Lee think about it?
I haven't told her yet.
You haven't told her?
No.
Mac, aren't you the one who's always telling me how important communication is in a marriage?
Not this time. No, she wouldn't understand. She is so old-fashioned. She still thinks the microwave is the devil's instrument.
So is she going to understand when she sees her husband's butt plastered on the side of a bus?
By that time, we'll be in the suburbs in our blue-tile dream house, sipping lemonade and counting bunnies on the wall.
Mac, if this makes you uncomfortable, and you know that it's going to make her uncomfortable, then don't you already have your answer?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I cannot sink that low. Thanks, Harry. You know, I can always count on you to help me to stand up for what I believe in. Even if it means losing thousands of dollars, a dream house, and probably my wife.
Hey, pal, that's what I'm here for.
Oh, Quan Lee, I'm glad you're here. There was something I was going to do. I decided it wasn't right, so I changed my mind.
Mac, stop rambling. Sit down and listen. I have something important to tell you.
What is it?
I figured out a way I can get us the extra money.
You're going to get a part-time job?
No, nothing that radical. I've decided to be a surrogate mother.
What?
I talked to a lawyer, and he said we could get $20,000, $30,000 for twins. Isn't that wonderful?
Quan Lee, you can't do that.
I'm not saying it'll be easy, but it'll be worth every horrible, swollen moment.
Oh, my God.
I am a desperate woman, Mac. I am willing to do whatever it takes to get that house for the three of us. And Mr. Lansky's twins.
I guess you are. Then so am I. Quan Lee, I want you to go home and start packing. That blue tile house is going to be ours tomorrow.
You mean it? How?
killed.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. It's all been taken care of. Now, you just trust me.
I love you, Mac Robinson.
And I love you too, Quan Lee.
What's with the rope?
Royal Wear wants me to pose for some pictures in my underwear.
You? You know, after all these years, you can still make me laugh. See you later.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
Dan.
Roz, here's the key to the safe deposit box. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
You didn't open my package and look inside, did you?
Roz, give me a little credit, will you?
Hit it, Christine.
Anybody else hot in here?
It's the new original series that has all the comedians talking.
I know the words.
Tomorrow, the legendary Bob Newhart.
The stammering idiot from Chicago is in the audience.
No scripts, no rules.
You mean you didn't have to do this?
Don't miss Bob Newhart on Sit Down Comedy with David Steinberg. Tomorrow night at 10, only on TV Land.